I get a lot of mail, email, text, etc. This from an old friend, longtime friend. In part, he said, I had a dream about 5 months ago to race around Capitol Hill for our anniversary, and I even designed a racetrack around the Capitol. After 81 meetings on Capitol Hill over 4 months, I could not get the 60 votes in the Senate to get the bill passed for the race. The president and Secretary Duffy, who was recently on our show, got involved, asked this man to design a new course off Capitol grounds so he could issue an executive order. Within 24 hours of me designing the new track in the city streets and around the National Mall, I received in my hands the EO. And then the signing Friday, one of the proudest days of my life, as everyone thought I was crazy. It will be the most ambitious and spectacular event of our country and that our country has ever seen. It will be August 22nd through the 23rd to celebrate our 250th anniversary. We were watching the monitor Friday. I looked up and I thought, my gosh, that's Roger Penske in the Oval Office. So I said, Danielle, quick, turn this up. Get this on the air. And this is what we heard.
And he really is a legend. He's a great man. I've known him for a tremendously long time. I refuse to say we were both young. Now we're both a little older. We refuse to say old, but we're a little older. But Roger Penske is the chairman, as you know, of Penske Corporation. He's got everything you can imagine. Mostly, I think, to do with automotive. And I'd like to ask him to say a few words about the event, because this is going to be, they're putting everything behind it, and I think it's going to be really exciting. Roger, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This is a really amazing time for us as a company to support the 250th anniversary for the country. And there's no better way for us to bring automotive and speed into the D.C. area and to have the opportunity to be able to compete here with our Indy cars. As you know, we own the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we are taking that history of over 100 years and the speed and what's taking place there with the different manufacturers and bringing it here to this race will be amazing.
Amazing indeed. The Freedom 250 Grand Prix of Washington, D.C., the first motor race ever to be held in our nation's capital near the National Mall, and it was the dream and hard work of Bud Denker. And Bud is on the other end of our line right now. Congratulations to you, Bud. I know how hard you work on a daily basis, but I know how hard you work to make this happen August 22nd through the 23rd to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. Congratulations to you, Bud.
Well, thank you, Paul. And as you said, last July, it was a dream of mine to do this. And many people, as you said, also thought it was crazy. And when I went to visit, my first meeting was on the Capitol Hill with the Sergeant of Arms of the Senate, Sergeant of Arms of the House. And they thought I was nuts. And and 81 meetings later, I had their support. I had the House Speaker Johnson's support. I even had Akeem Jeffries' support through the help of Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who was a big supporter of this as well. But it's interesting, 81 meetings in 4 months that never leaked out. No one never knew about it. None of our drivers, none of our teams, none of the press knew about this thing. We kept it so tight. But then, as you said, I got to the end of it. I couldn't get the 60 votes in the Senate. In fact, there was some bartering going on using my race as a opportunity for other things they wanted. I won't say who they were. But anyway, I knew then it was not going to happen. And I was going to call the next day and call the whole thing off. I had 51 names to call on January 22nd. And Secretary Duffy called me and said, don't do that, Mr. Denker. We have another idea. Design a new racetrack within the next 24 hours. If you do that, we'll get you an executive order as long as it's not touching the Capitol grounds. And I went there the next morning. A few hours walk to Washington, D.C., found a brand new racetrack, a brand new area. Imagine racing up Pennsylvania Avenue, down Constitution Avenue, through our nation's mall, up Independence Avenue, in front of the Capitol building at 190 miles an hour to celebrate our country's history. It's going to be amazing.
Bud Denker's dream coming true, the president of Penske Corporation, the man behind the legend. Bud, how long have you been working alongside the captain, Roger Penske?
In my 21st year, so I'm kind of a newbie compared to a lot of people here. But, you know, you don't get these opportunities to think like this, to think wide, to think broad, and then to do it yourself. And Roger said, if you want to do this, just go do it. And I went there. I was there every single week. I'm every week now between myself and August 23rd. Michael Montry, I'm going to take him as my wingman.
Oh, good.
A great job here in Detroit, and he'll be my guy helping me do this. It's a, you know, Detroit took 2 years. Arlington, Texas, which is next month, took 2 years. I have 7 months in D.C. So I've got a lot of work to do. I've got a great team of people around me, especially Michael, that are going to make it happen. And I told my wife I'll see her August 24th, and we'll get together then.
Oh, my. Well, I'm stunned hearing the rest of the story, Bud Denker, that how quickly after the phone call from United States Secretary of Transportation, who we just had on recently and liked very much, Sean Duffy, called you and said, can you come up with a different track? And you were able to do it that quickly.
It's not easy when you think about it. You think about the environments of Detroit. You got to, there's a few things. First of all, you got to find a pit lane, 1,300 feet long somewhere. And next to that, you have to find a place for 100 trucks to park. And then on top of that, you can't shut down business and commerce. And the track that I'm going to unveil to the country in about 2 weeks with Secretary Duffy, Secretary Burgum, who's our Interior Secretary, Mayor Bowser, Washington, D.C.'s mayor. She is a wonderful lady, an amazing leader in Washington, D.C., and a big supporter of ours. I'm a big supporter of hers. We're going to announce our track. We're going to announce our logo. We're going to sell merchandise in 2 weeks, and you just watch the momentum take. And I also want to mention this. We've taken a chapter from the book in Detroit. This will be a 501c3 nonprofit in Washington, D.C. We'll take no money from this. All the fans who come to watch the race, the Freedom 250, will come for free. And we're expecting 200,000 people on the nation's mall to watch this race Saturday and Sunday of that weekend.
Oh, I bet you get even more than that. And I love what, again, Secretary Duffy said. Freedom doesn't ring, it revs. IndyCar is about competition and pushing limits, the same things that have always defined America. What a great 250th anniversary present from you and Roger Penske. Bud Denker, it wouldn't have happened without you and Roger saying, go ahead, put this together. Go to DetroitGP.com. Don't forget the big race, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, May 29th through the 31st. And I hope that if you go to DetroitGP.com, you can buy some swag there, too. Can you? Is that the right place?
Absolutely, you can, Paul W. And thank you for that plug as well. Yeah, we've got, I think we're 130 days away from having our Grand Prix here. Believe it or not, looking outside the window, you never know. But we're going to have an amazing event again.
You wouldn't, but you will. And people are going to want to grab a hold of this 250 anniversary swag as well. Thank you, Bud. Best to Melissa. You have a great rest of the day. What good news. Well done.
All the best to you, too. All the best.
We got to go. See you Monday. Regards, Paul W. Smith.